They hope to finish today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, trying to pick the final five alternates for the Trump jury so the case against the former president can start next week in New York. He's in the courtroom now, but doesn't want to be.
Former President Trump speaking out ahead of day four in his hush money payment trial in Manhattan, bristling at the gag order he's under.
I have a lot to say to you, and I'm not allowed to say it. And I'm the only one. Everyone else can say whatever they want about me.
That order, which prohibits him from commenting on witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors in the case, was issued by Judge Juan Merchan, who the former president has accused of having a conflict and wants removed from the case.
Fox's Lillian Wu, the former president's charged with falsifying records in 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. No comment yet from Israel or Iran after an Israeli counterattack the U.S. had advance notice of but did not participate in.
It was targeted at an airbase in Isfahan province. That province is also home to Iranian missile production and nuclear facilities, including the Natanz uranium enrichment site. Following the attack, the Iranian state media downplayed its impact. This morning's strike was in response to a largely unsuccessful missile and drone barrage Iran fired at Israel this weekend.
Fox's Rich Edson at the Pentagon at a G7 meeting of our allies in Italy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said,
"We're committed to Israel's security. We're also committed to de-escalating."
He also says the G7 remains committed to supporting Ukraine even more, fending off Russia's invasion. The House is holding a procedural vote this morning that would allow debate to set up votes this weekend on separate foreign aid bills. Democrats support that. So do some Republicans, like Congressman Mike Turner, who tells Fox,
"Getting this national security package out is incredibly important. The Speaker should be commended for doing so. And I think this is going to pass overwhelmingly on the House floor."
Some of his fellow Republicans completely disagree. They oppose new funding for Ukraine and have threatened to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson for allowing a vote. The Speaker just told Fox he's not worried about threats, just doing his job. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
In addition to Israel's strike on Iran, there have been reports of a strike in Syria, too. An attack there earlier this month, Iran blames on Israel, led to all this. Iran claims it had to retaliate to that strike that left some Iranian commanders dead. There have also been reports of explosions in Iraq, where there are Iran-backed proxy groups. Iraq's prime minister has been in the U.S. the past few days.
Days after meeting with President Biden in Washington over economic relations and tensions in the Middle East, Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani visited a mosque in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, Thursday. A surprise stop for residents like Mohammed Ali.
I'm Iraqi, you know, so this is pretty exciting to see.
And amid tight security and the backdrop of fighting in Gaza.
Oh, we feel like this is a very important step.
There are just over 90,000 residents in Michigan of Iraqi descent. It's the largest of any state in the U.S. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Biden administration has finalized new rules today in higher education.
New Title IX rules finalized by the Biden administration expand the current standards that protect women from discrimination based on sex to include LGBTQ students. The Title IX revisions will also undo sexual assault rules put in place during the Trump administration that added protections for those accused of misconduct. While the Department of Education and victims' rights groups say the changes will protect survivors of alleged sexual assault, the previous administration argued that the protections for those accused were needed to ensure due process. The Biden administration had talked about also including transgender protections, but those were not included in the current changes to Title IX. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is surging up 137 points. The Nasdaq, on the other hand, is down, falling 152. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.